Welcome back to another episode of Reality, and you know the vibes. We are talking Love Island, and I've only gone and got my good sis in the studio. It's Zara, everybody.
Thank you for having me. This is so overdue.
I was telling Callum from ITV, I have to speak to you.
Really?
That I have to. You were my favourite castmate
this
whole season.
Thank
because you.
You
came in with the right energy, the right vibes. I said, I can relate to her. Let's go.
Like, I was good literally. Vibes and confident coming in. Mm. It all kind of just went a bit crazy.
No, I do feel like you upkept your confidence for a long time. You were very firm in who you are.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You weren't playing games. Mm-hmm. You were lovely to people. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad that that came across. Because I feel like it just, I don't know, it was just getting a bit mad for me in there. But I'm authentic and I wanted to go in and be myself. And I am confident. But I'm also really loving as well, and like
I've got girl code.
And
I saw that. You don't need to justify. I saw that
even
already.
After
though.
My first date with Ron, like I was like, Lana, like, hi, I need to speak to you. Like, do you know what I mean? I came in.
I saw that.
That came across.
But I feel like some people can't see that. Can you see that? A lot of people can't see that.
Yeah, I think they take the confidence and they take it as like arrogance or like I don't know what. But I think I was rubbing people the wrong way.
Why do you think they take it as arrogance? Why do you think that you were rubbing people the wrong way when you did nothing wrong?
That's what I mean. I feel like some people took it as, I think I intimidated people. I think it comes down to that. I think it boils down to that.
But what did you do differently to everyone else? Because everyone else is confident. So why do you feel like you intimidated people?
What's mad to me is that I think I'm the only one that was straight up and honest in that. Everybody else likes to go around the houses and do up chatty patty. And yeah, I just think I'd rather say something to someone's face than like, it's very gossipy in there. And I've noticed even from me coming out and watching it, I've noticed everyone likes to kind of say it to everyone else instead of saying it
but
to
not
the person's
to your
face. And are we in school?
It's giving.
It's giving that.
Was it quite cliquey in there, do you reckon?
At times, but then I've even seen those cliques of like, cliques have like split up and like shuffled around. So I don't really know what everyone's on.
So is there loyalty in there in terms of even the friendships, I mean?
Not really.
Really?
Like even from like, I thought Liv and Tanyelle, like, you know, when I came in, they seemed really tight. And Tanyelle at times was more on Liv's side than mine, like when me and Liv clashed.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, since I've gone out, Liv's now chatting with Kai, like in front of Tanyelle, and has kind of now stirred the pot a little bit in there to now Tanyelle leaving because they kind of were speaking to Shaq and Tanya and told Jordan, Tanyelle's not on it. That should have come from Tanyelle.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And now Tanyelle's been booted out.
Yeah. So look, back to how you came across. Obviously, two of your previous castmates popped on this show last week. That was Harris and Anna May. They were great vibes, but this is what they had to say.
Tom said, that's going to put me off because Tommy's so chill. Like their
completely
relationship
opposite,
is crazy because Zara's fiery, spicy. Like she brings energy.
But I think she might have scared him off a little bit though, Tom.
She definitely did. Tom said, as like he always used to say with the boys, he's like, I feel like if she's going to act like that, it's just going
to. But when you say Zara scared off Tom, What's she done to scare him?
The energy, just the fact that she's being a bit more overprotective than Tom would want her to be. Like, do you know what I mean? Like a little bit, like just chill out, relax. It's been a few days, just chill. Because Tom at that point still wanted to get to know Olivia.
Yeah.
But yeah. Zara was just not wanting that to happen.
Yeah, Zara's very, like, fiery. Do you know what I mean?
Love that word.
And I think Tom's very, like, chill, easygoing.
Fiery, like, what way do you reckon?
I don't know. Like, I think it just doesn't take much with Zara to, like, you know, I don't know what the word is.
She knows what she wants, and when she wants it, she's going to give it 100%.
Is that a bad
thing? However she does that, she doesn't care.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like they gave an accurate representation of you?
Not at all, no. I mean, yeah, I do know my worth. I know what I bring to the table and I'm not here for games. Mm. And if there was a triangle between me, Tom and Liv, I at least wanted to know about it. But I feel like there was this kind of like, no. Like, it's early days and da-da-da. But Tom was literally like, Zara, like, I've never had a connection like this on the outside. Mm. So I thought, okay, well, if that's the case and you're telling me that, Tom, what are we doing here? Like, you know, because I'm in there to find someone. And if I kind of thought I was wasting my time with Tom, I was going to keep it stepping. Like, I'm not in there to waste time. You don't know when your days are up in there. Mm. And he was making it very clear, like, I'm not really on Liv right now. But I think he was maybe saying something different to Liv because he didn't want to seem like he was like being a bad guy. Mm. Didn't want to kind of, I think he wanted to let her down easy. But in the end, I think he was just like stringing her along. And Liv just wasn't really getting that me and him just clicked more.
Yeah.
And he turned his head away from her to me. And I don't think she could handle that. And instead of sort of dealing with just him and me just wanting to be in the picture when I was confronting her about it, she kind of was turning on me. And I was like, what have I done to you? All I've done is come in here and vibe with him. And I just wanted to have that open and honesty between us. And she just was like, it's private. And I'm like, nothing's private in there. Nothing is private. Again, why does everyone like to go around the houses and not just be straight up and honest? I don't get it personally.
Yeah. Well, they've said that you scared Tom away. Do you agree with that?
No. If anything, I had to say to Tom sometimes, like, slow down. Like, he was so, like, smitten with me. Like, honestly.
Really?
Yes. And I don't think that people saw that.
I didn't really see a lot of that. Did you? I didn't.
I think there was just, obviously, I get, like, you know, it's 24 hours condensed into, like, 45 minutes. But there was a lot of moments between us where we were proper connecting that I don't think people even got to see.
Yeah.
And why do you think we got so close so quick? Like, it was just so intense. Like, and I literally said to him, we can't get ahead of ourselves here. But from the get-go, we, like, literally hit the ground running.
Wow.
And for Anna-Mae and Harris to say that, like, I do disagree, like, and that word fiery, they love using that word.
How do you feel about that word? Because I've seen it in articles. I've seen it being said by other islanders. I've seen it everywhere that Zara is fiery. How do you feel about that word being used, like, against you?
It's just not really completely accurate. I think they've used it so much that I've even started using it for myself. But
I saw you say that in an interview.
I never use that word to describe myself. My friends would never use that word to describe me. Like, I'm confident, like, I know my worth, and I'm straight up and honest. Mm. And if that rubs people the wrong way, then that's your problem, baby boy and baby girl. That's not my problem. But I'm not fiery. Like, I'm not confrontational, but if we need to have a discussion, like, I'll say it. I don't shy away from confrontation, but I'm not someone who loves an argument.
Yeah.
I'm not there for drama. So, like, obviously when Liv was trying to say that I was on drama, I'm like, I really think you're actually just trying to wind me up. So if anyone's on drama, it's actually you. Mm. And obviously what we've seen over the past couple of days, I think that kind of, not it proves that she was on the drama, but I think she's tried to kind of start things with Tanyelle at times, to start things with Sammy out of nowhere, and it's like,
why do you think she's doing that then?
I don't know. I don't know if she's like intimidated by maybe more kind of outspoken girls. I think, you know, Sammy's got a bit about her. I think she knows her worth. I think Tanyelle as well, she knows her worth. And maybe Liv just kind of wants to just stamp out the competition.
Yeah.
It's giving that. I think if you're securing yourself, you wouldn't move the way she does sometimes. And again, me and her have squished our issues, but I think we should never really even had an issue to begin with.
So when you two were going through what you were going through, like, what was the energy like? Because as you said, you know, we only saw an hour. What was the energy like in the villa? Was it tense in there? How was it like of you and the girls? Because I saw many scenes where you were with Tanya, and that's why I asked, was it cliquey in there? Like, what was the energy like when you and Olivia were beefing or having that feud at the height of it?
I think a lot of them maybe saw Liv get upset. I got upset quite a lot as well, but I feel like no one really cared when I was down. I think then, and even Jesse said, Zara, I think it's because you're just so confident. Like, we think you can handle it. And I'm
so
like,
they just think that you don't have emotions.
Basically, they don't think that I'm a human being that actually can get upset. And it takes two to tango. Mm. I'll always say that it takes two to tango. And, you know, if Liv's getting upset, she's saying words to me too. I'm then getting upset too. But I think because I maybe stand my ground and then she'll just run off and start crying that she is the victim and I'm the villain, but it's not the case. Like, you know, she said some really horrible things to me in there. And again, for me, I don't bring badness to anyone. I sort of just do it out of defense.
Yeah.
So if you're going to call me out, I'm going to defend myself and then call you out back. And she didn't like that. She didn't like a taste of her own medicine, basically. Yeah. And
So do you feel like some of the girls are vilifying you in there then, making you seem like the villain?
The amount of times that I said, guys, it's not this person's victim, this person's villain. Like, it's always two sides to every story. And I think just because I was more confident, and maybe because she was an OG and I wasn't, I came in late, I think it was very easy to sort of just like jump on Liv's side. And yeah, at times I was a bit lonely in there, I'm not going to lie. No. But I did find a friendship in Tanya and Tanyelle. Yeah. And they did sort of take the time to get to know me and was like, you know what, Zara's actually a really lovely person. And I think, you know, there is, again, there is two sides to this. Let's not judge a book by its cover. And and I left on good terms with them, but
which is good,
yeah.
But you feel
I'm
like
focusing
you were,
on that.
But you feel like you were judged when you first came in.
Yes, definitely. I think they just I came in with this big ball of energy, and it was sort of like maybe again I was intimidating, but doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Do you know what I mean? And I went in and I was trying to be as open and honest as possible. Like I said, I've clicked with Tom, and Liv just took that really personally. I think because I kind of knew her in a work setting on the outside, she assumed that I owed her some sort of loyalty. But like Tanyelle could have been coupled up with Tom, like someone else could have been coupled up with Tom, and I would have still probably vibed with him the same. It just so happened that she was, and he turned his head. And it was just immediate beef from I got from her. And
immediate.
There wasn't anything I could really do. Like any little thing that I did, for example, like I had to pick two people for the beer pong challenge. Like it was like my second day, and it was like, who's the most two-faced? And I had to pick two.
Yeah.
And I wanted to pick Ron because Ron was so smitten with me after our date, but then he came in and he sort of was trying to play hard to get. So I wanted to pick him. But then I had to pick someone else, and the boys were like, we haven't got to pick two boys. And I thought, well, let me not cop block myself.
Yeah.
So I thought I could pick a girl. And Liv kind of was like looking at me, and she sort of gave me like a little wink or something. So I thought, oh, she's not going to mind. I said, listen, you know, this is not deep. And I gave her a kiss. But then she knew, and I even said, are you okay? And she took that and ran with it and was like, you humiliated me. And I was like, but I got a vibe from you that you knew it wasn't personal. Like, I didn't want to even pick anybody, but I wanted to make Ron stand out more by picking a girl.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just went from bad to worse. Every little thing I did, she literally took it and ran with it.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, it just was going from just, bad to worse.
Wow. So what was it between you and Olivia then? Because obviously, we've obviously discovered that you two kind of knew each other before. You were acquaintances. Mm-hmm. You were on set together sometimes. Mm. Was it competition then?
Not from me. I'm sorry, I don't see anyone as my competition.
Yeah. So what was it? What do you think it was?
I don't know. But I think it's probably just, she was just a bit mugged off, I think as well. Like Tom picked me in the challenge too. Like it was like, who's the most tasty? And he gave me a lick on the neck. Mm. And then obviously I kissed him. And I just think she just felt like, cool, like I've been brushed to the side. And I appreciate that. But at the same time, it's not my fault. Like you haven't got to come for me.
Yeah.
If a boy chooses me. Like, just, I don't know, just kind of, I think as well, I wish she'd kind of just let Tom go a little bit more because they're not even dealing now.
Yeah.
So clearly this unfinished business was clearly
nothing.
I'm sorry, it clearly wasn't.
Do you feel like there was a part on the show, in the villa, where maybe like, because Olivia, as you said, you know, would sometimes cry, was there a part where maybe the girls were kind of like looking this way and kind of leaving you out?
Yeah, but again, there were times, and it probably wasn't aired, but I was like really, really upset. Like I felt a bit isolated. I felt like no one was hearing me out. People were invalidating my feelings, and just no one cared. So I was like, cool.
But you know what? You did the one thing Harris did say, to be fair, is Harris did say that you were a really good bombshell. Like you came in and did what a bombshell is supposed to do.
Cool.
But do you feel like maybe because you did what a bombshell was supposed to do, then like, you know, it rocks people the wrong way.
Clearly. But again, that's just down to them feeling intimidated by me. And that's not my fault. I came in, that was my job. And yeah.
Cool. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But let's talk about Tom.
Okay.
What attracted you to him in the beginning?
He just was really like warm and welcoming, and I got more flirtiness from him than I did the other boys. Like when I spoke to them, like, you know, it was very much, you know, what do you do? Like getting to know each other, but I didn't see like a kind of spark, like, and a kind of a mutual attraction. It was more sort of just like small talk, getting to know.
Yeah.
With him, like, again, it was just that locked eye contact. I think he like even like went to like touch my knee at some point. You know, you sort of just get that tactile, I don't know, we just had that little oof, like little spark. And he kept pulling me for chats.
Wow.
Like I'd go to make a coffee, Zara, can we talk? Like I think on my first full proper day, like the second day I arrived, I think he pulled me for like 4 or 5 chats in that day.
What?
Like he was making the effort with me. And I was like, and also I happened to be in the bed by myself in the first 2 nights next to Tom and Liv. And I could see them when they got in, everyone used to have little flirts and little giggles before bed. Like, you know, when we turn the lights off. But he would literally turn to the left, Liv would turn to the right. There was like no small talk, no pillow talk, nothing. So I felt like they just weren't on it. And I didn't really get any vibe from Liv that she was even interested in him. Mm. And then when me and him just naturally vibed, and I think he thought, well, okay, like Liv's not showing me interest, I'll try with Zara. And we actually started to get on. It seemed like at that point, Liv showed interest in him.
Interesting. So that, that
does she
is,
feel vulnerable? I don't know.
That is competitiveness to a degree then.
Mm-hmm, I think so. Because I said to her, you've only seemed to have shown interest in him when he's shown interest in me. Mm. You've been in here a couple more days than me. And like he said, before I arrived, she wasn't even like even pulling him for conversations, really.
Yeah.
Like forget like slow burn, all that stuff. Like he just thought she just wasn't interested in him.
Wow.
So yeah, that as well, because Tom was telling me that himself, I was sort of like getting more frustrated because all of a sudden she really liked him. Mm. And I just kind of, and he'd already made it clear that he was onto me. He was like, I'll give her a chance because now she's showing interest, but I am more onto you, Zara. Because I was getting that from him, and me and him had that kind of direct communication. Her little digs at me, I just obviously just thought she's just trying to wind me up. Like,
yikes. And as time went on, you started to learn about Tom's true character.
Mm.
What would you say it is now? Like, what would you say you believe Tom's true character to be?
I think he's just a 23-year-old guy, just in there to have vibes and fun and do him.
Yeah.
I think he's turned his head enough times. Mm. I mean, the reason why the Ellie kiss rubbed me and Liv and a lot of people, even the boys, the wrong way, was because he lied about liking Ellie. I don't think he ever liked Ellie. So he lied to Ellie to kiss her.
Yeah.
Because he told everyone he sees her as a friend. Mm-hmm. And he told me and Liv that he'd be respectful with Liv in front of me because we were still sharing a bed. And then just did it with Ellie anyway. Mm. So just there was a lot of like, yeah, for me, immaturity on his part. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think his intentions are bad, but I just think he's young. And I think he's just, I mean, he kind of just, before he came into the villa, he was in like a 3-year long-term relationship.
Okay.
So I was even thinking at the beginning, like he's either a relationship guy, which is what I initially thought. Cause I was like, wow, he's putting all of his eggs in my basket. But now I think he just really wants to play the field a little bit.
Yikes.
Because I actually do quite like Sammy and him together. But I think as soon as Claudia came in and she said she was up north, I think he was like, gosh, she feels like home. And I was like, Tom, don't do it again. Yeah. Please, I've learned your lesson.
But people feel like he's having like a character arc now. Do you agree with it? Obviously, you know him.
Redemption arc.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled, is all I can say. No, I'm not like, just don't be fooled. And like, I think people as well, because he's getting the airtime, like people can forget what's previously gone down. But you know, I'm not able to be on that show and have my journey with someone like Jordan. You know, I'm off the show now and it is what it is, but he's on there and I do wish him and Sammy the best, but I mean, Castle hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah. Do you think he'll survive that?
If he's tactical and he plays his cards right and he remembers why he's in there and he's on TV and there is a prize at the end of the day, he will stick with Sammy. But him actually sticking with her for the right reasons, I don't know.
And hold on, I've just remembered that point where Tom said he liked your body, but Olivia's face. Mm. How did you feel in that moment?
Pretty crap, not gonna lie. You know, considering it's not even just about looks, like we're all gorgeous girls in there. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one needs to tell me that. Like, I've done modeling, like, that's not the issue. Yeah. But it's, you know, the fact that they had this history, which was just ridiculous because they aren't even doing anything now. I thought at least if I left the villa, they would have done something, but they just called it a day.
Yeah.
So that was also kind of muggy. But, you know, your face is where your emotion is. You know, you kiss the person, you look at them in the eye. So for him to have picked Liv, I just think, do you actually just want Liv with my body? Like, are you just attracted to me? Like, am I more like someone that you just want to like sleep with? Like, is it giving that? Because you would have picked my face. Like, you've been talking, like, it's even like where you speak, like my voice, like the face is also like your tone of voice,
yeah,
like conversations that you've had. So there's a lot to the face.
Yeah.
So you're picking another girl's face and not even like Jesse or someone else that you haven't really, like whatever, for whatever reason, like you like blue eyes or something. Mm. You're picking Olivia's face.
Yeah.
And even Olivia was sort of like wrong move. And he was like, oh, well, any decision would have been bad. And I think maybe boys and girls, like, guys and girls, whatever, like we look at things differently. I think he was put on the spot. I think it was an awful question to begin with. It was not nice that he even had to answer that anyway. But I think he was like, oh, any answer would have been the wrong answer. And I was like, this is where we kind of aren't seeing eye to eye, because there is a right and wrong answer to that. And you answered it wrong.
Yikes. And the terms that you ended on, because I know that you switched to him at one point. Like, how did you leave it?
Well, things after that, I was like, it's all good. Like I said, it's literally that deep. Like, we clearly aren't working, so let's just call it a day. Like, that was a mutual decision. Yeah, that was actually fine. And I was like, ready to move on. I was like, sending someone new for me.
And
do
they
what I mean?
Did. I wish you and Jordan would have been the best.
We didn't get the chance. Why is that?
Will you try and chat to him when he leaves?
Yeah, of course. We've got something in common.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I've seen like in his like pre-interviews, he was talking to them and he said that he likes a fiery girl or a feisty girl who could put him in his place.
Mm.
Sounds a bit like
you.
Me. But we just didn't get the chance.
You need to slide into those DMs when he's out.
Maybe he can slide into mine. I'm a busy girl right now. I'm a busy girl, and I feel like I'm sort of like dated out at the minute. But at the same time, like, you know, I did go in there with high hopes, and you know, it wasn't meant to be, and that is what it is. But yeah, me and Tom, we did not leave on talking terms.
Yeesh.
I mean, obviously, I confronted him, but the only thing that seemed to bother him was just me saying, "I hope your parents are proud of you." Everything else I said, he didn't seem to care.
Yeah, that triggered him.
It did, but I think it's because it probably had some truth to it, because he knew he wasn't moving right. Because he apologized to Ellie the next day. He was groveling. He was holding his head like almost in shame, and he obviously apologized to Liv. But I think he just was holding on to like that villainized Zara.
Yeah.
So he was like, "No, I'm not talking to her." But I'm like, "It's because I called you out, baby boy, and you didn't like it."
You were brave for that, but I respect it.
I was like, I think in that moment, I was like his mom, just telling him off. But it's like he needed it, because I think he has improved his behavior since.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, whatever. If it was, if it had to be me to tell him off, then hey ho.
Yeah. Do you think Olivia's a girl's girl?
Straight up. Sorry. Straight up. I've seen enough.
It was
I've
that.
Seen enough.
No.
Yeah.
No. Why?
Well.
You know, I have to give you the benefit of the doubt. I have to allow you to explain yourself.
Anything I had to say to her at the beginning went in one and out the other. We squished it and then it reignited. And then I thought we squished it again and then it reignited. And then I was like, you know what? I actually think I've apologized to you enough at this point. I'm just doing me in here. You're doing you. If we can't see eye to eye, then so be it.
Yeah.
But the tension between us, we squished it, but it was like a week and a half of like eggshells, like stepping on eggshells around each other. And it wasn't nice. And I would say to the girls, like, I've never like had this with a girl on the outside. Like, if we have an issue, like we can squish it and move on. And I just felt like there was that kind of like ongoing, almost like resentment towards me.
Yeah.
And then obviously Tom did pick me and said to her face, "I can see it working with Zara on the outside." And I think that was just like the nail in the coffin for her. I think instead of getting mad at Tom, because she kept kind of trying to keep that friendship with him, she just didn't kind of give me the time of day. And also I've seen how she's tried to stir the pot when Tanyelle and Ron got close.
Yeah.
And like when Spencer left, Tanyelle was like, "Oh, I hope they send in someone, like some new boys." And Liv was like, "It's interesting how Tanyelle's like just focusing on the new boys. Like Spencer's not even left yet." And I'm like, "Well, what did you do when Harris left? You focused on Aaron and Tom. Is it one rule for you, one rule for other girls?" Also, she's kind of in that Ladiator challenge when Sammy knocked over the bowl thing. She was like, "Has Sammy got an issue with me?" I'm just like, why is it every day try and start beef with the girls? But then she does it in like a really clever way where it kind of like flips it onto them. And I don't know, but I'm just seeing the common denominator in a pattern.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. Like, we squished it, but I'm not liking so much what I'm seeing.
Is Olivia a producer's favorite?
Now that's some tea. yeah, it seems like it. I mean, we'll see. There's the public vote tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the outcome is, but I do think that she'll be fine. I feel like, I mean, Kai's been in the lowest end of the votes quite a few times now. So we'll see if...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
If Kai is going to like bring her down or is Liv going to bring him up?
Yeah.
Because I don't think Kai is so much a favorite to the public.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
But I do think that Liv, yeah, for some reason, maybe she's a favorite to win at this point. I mean, I just feel like she's getting... I mean, I feel like they sent Spencer in for Liv. Like, there's just a lot, I think, that has gone in Liv's favor. Like,
she's getting more airtime,
she's getting more airtime and... Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not really getting why. There's other people in there that I think deserve a bit more airtime. And I'm still so shocked. Like, Tanyelle is such a great girl. She's so naturally funny.
I'm shocked she's gone.
And she's gone.
I am shocked that Tanyelle is out. Like, it doesn't make sense. You and Tanyelle, like, honestly, everyone's just like, what is going on? Like, you guys have got main character energy. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It does not make sense.
I really appreciate
it.
It
does not make sense.
I'm not
sense.
In charge of the show.
Like, do you know what? As someone who's watched Love Island for years, I said, right, so Zara will at least make it like, you know, same. It just does not make sense. Like, and Tanyelle, I'm like, guys.
Like, and Tanyelle.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah. I know. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. But
I feel like this season really had a lot of potential, just from like the characters in there. Like even people like Will is very different to like myself and whatever. But I just think at the minute, I'm not going to lie, I'm watching it and it's a little dry.
Dry.
It's a little dry.
Really?
There's a lot of Lana and Ron.
There is. I'm not going to lie to you. Like
I love Lana, but it's a lot.
There is a lot of Lana and Ron.
It's a lot.
I said on my Instagram, TikTok, even on this podcast, like, you were my favourite character. And they're like, I'm not even just like, you were my favourite character. You know what I mean?
Person, character, contestant, whatever you want to call it.
And I loved Tanyelle, but maybe that's a personal thing because I feel like I could connect to you too. Personalities and whatever. So now you two aren't there, just like, what's going on? I must say though, there's been some drama with the boys. What's going on with the tension of the boys? The whole Shaq and Ron stuff.
Yeah, that was brewing though. I could see that.
What could you see?
You know what? Shaq is very, I love Shaq because he's straight up and honest and he's going to say it to your face. And I rate that. He's an Aries. So fire sign, do you know what I mean? And again, that sometimes robs people the wrong way. But I do think there's been something brewing between Ron and Shaq for a while. And obviously it came Yeah, because I think Shaq doesn't rate how he's been moving to Lana, because obviously the boys do know that Lana's a nice girl.
Yeah.
XYZ. But obviously the boys had to cook for the girls and then clean up. And I just don't understand. Like, Ron already felt that there was tension. Yeah. And then he feels the need to isolate himself from the boys and not help clean.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're making it worse for yourself. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for Ron at this point. I feel like he's really, all the mess he's created, it's been his own.
So what's the tension been like between those two? Obviously, we only see an hour. Like, what else has been happening that we haven't seen?
Just like, I think just Shaq, just he'll just say like, bro, like you don't handle things right. I think you've seen probably quite a bit of it, but like he just not like he's not got a filter, but I think if he thinks something, he's gonna say it, and he's unapologetic in that way. But I think there's even been moments where he's pulled Ron up and said, you know what, I've actually involved myself too much, so he's even tried to hold himself accountable. But I think Ron needed that talking to. I don't think that Shaq should have apologized. I think he should have been like, no, bro, you needed to hear that. And I think Ron has maybe opened his eyes. We'll see if he stays loyal to Lana.
I don't know, but I
wish them the best, because I do like Lana, but I also kind of wish Lana gave Casey more of a chance, because I think Casey seems really genuine, and
he does.
I think he really felt mugged off by that whole situation. But again, the heart wants what it wants, Lana.
I get that. Now, all of the contestants who have left Love Island, went to Love Island 2023 and come on here, they've all said one thing about you, and they've all said that Shaq had told quite a few people, including the boys, that actually you were his real type on the outside world. And actually you guys apparently had loads of chats.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing, I saw some of it, but not too much of it. So tell me a bit about that, between the whole you and Shaq thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was for me at the beginning, it was between Tom and Shaq. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why no one knew this. Yeah, I genuinely, like, everyone thought I was just obsessed with Tom. Like, no, I really got to know everyone. And I already kind of knew just from getting back to the villa that Ron wasn't really for me. Just from how he was like, Ron was like, I want you to talk to all the boys and then you'll find the prizes me. And I'm like, that's giving ick. Like, I don't really like that. So it's giving cocky and I'm not involved. Yeah. So I left him alone. But yeah, I was talking to Shaq and I was talking to Tom. And Tom was obviously like putting in the graft at the beginning. He really was. But I really enjoyed talking to Shaq. Like, you know, we're from the same area. We had a lot in common. And he said, I was his type on the outside. Curly hair girls are my weakness.
Really?
He said that to me. And I said, wow. And he's lovely.
Sorry, but does Tanya know about all of this? She doesn't know.
No, again, because I rate Tanya.
Harris told me this.
Someone
should have told her. Harris said this to me on this podcast. Someone should have told her this, Tanya this.
But it was not, I don't think it was my place to be like, no, it was the bombshell, like, by the way, baby girl, you're mad like me. Because I was already apparently calling carnage in there. Like, imagine if I did that too. And I felt in myself just gravitating towards Tom, just in general. Like, I don't know. I felt more attraction towards Tom.
He should have had a conversation with Tanya and said, look.
But he's not going to, is he? Because he would have shot himself in the foot with Tanya.
No, but
that's
just being honest.
Well, he is an honest guy, but
if you're confronting Ron, then you might as well be honest with your girl over there.
With yourself and your girl.
With yourself.
Yeah. But thing is as well, I knew that they'd already been kissing in bed before I'd arrived. So I was aware of that too. And I thought, you know what, Zara, if you even try and explore this, because I kind of felt it was friends, I'm not going to lie. Like, no, I'm not saying I friend-zoned him, but I friend-zoned him. I could feel from me, I couldn't see it going anywhere. I felt like he was more like a bro.
Yeah.
And I felt like if I kind of kept exploring it and he did kind of move more to me and I knew I'd end up sort of just calling it friends, he would have then jeopardized what him and Tanya had. And they've seemed to have gone from strength to strength. Yeah. So I thought that was the right decision.
Yeah.
But then apparently there's been a few cracks. Like, you know, Tanya doesn't seem to like how upfront Shaq is. And I don't really rate that from Tanya. I think she should kind of try and be on her man's side more. But
all the time.
Maybe they're not as compatible as we thought.
Yeah. And in there, do you feel like she was fully, fully on him?
She really, at the beginning, gave David a chance. But, I mean, it was the beginning, so I guess she's allowed to.
Yeah.
But I genuinely, it was 50-50 between, I did not know who she was going to pick. I actually, because she said that David was more her type on the outside.
Really?
I actually thought at the beginning she was going to recouple with David.
Yeah, because they got along well.
Mm-hmm. And even from her speech, Tom, like, whispered to me, I think she's picking David
really?
From the speech. But I kind of thought, from what she said, I got more Shaq, and then she picked Shaq, of course.
Oh,
and
my
David
gosh.
Went home. But, yeah, I think it was a toss-up. It was a toss-up.
Wow. Can we talk about that big moment? This is probably my favourite moment of the series.
Okay.
Where all of you guys were speaking about the celebrities you've met.
Oh, yeah.
The celebrities you've kissed.
Yeah,
now, before we get onto yours, obviously, Tanya mentioned that she's kissed Notes. And obviously, Notes is my boy. So I got Notes to send in a voice note to the show. And Notes just, Notes didn't confirm or deny. So he replied to that on this show. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Usain Bolt is not my boy. So I'd like to ask you, you know, where did you meet Usain Bolt? Was it in a club?
Everyone loves this, yes.
How did it happen?
Yeah. It was quite a few years ago. It was in a club called District, which is actually gone now in central London. And I went out with my friend. It was just the two of us. And we went there for Pia Mia, who was performing. I think she just dropped Do It Again or something with Chris Brown and Tiger. So we were watching her perform. And she took a selfie with two people, myself and a boy. So I still have that selfie on my phone somewhere. It's so jokes. It's like really big throwback. And then me and my friend were like hanging around for like 50 more, 20 minutes after Pia had finished her performance. And we were like, should we just go? Like, you know, there's not much going on. We start to head to the door, and then the bouncer stopped me and was like, you've been requested in VIP.
Oh.
And I was like, by who? I thought by Pia? Mia? But no, by Usain Bolt.
No way. What?
So I was like, well, like, I gotta go and meet the fastest man in the world, you know what I mean? So we went up.
Oh, he was quick when he saw you, boy. He was like, gotta grab her.
9 seconds.
To grab her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He stood in the crowd and went, yoink. But yeah, so we went up and he was like in the DJ booth and we were just vibing. He was like, what songs do you want to play? And I was like, yes, Jamaican, because I'm Jamaican. Mm. It was just like, his vibes. Mm. And then he's so tall. Like, the ceiling was quite small, but he was actually like hunched over and I was like stood on the sofa in heels. That's how tall he is. Like, he's huge. And I think it was just one song and he just looked at me and he was just basically like, what are you on? Like, what's your vibes? And we just had a kiss.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I was like, right, I'm calling it a night. And he was like, what? No after party? And I said, nope. Mm-mm. I gotta go.
But come on, no, like, no exchanging of numbers or nothing.
No.
How many years ago was this?
He was quite a lot older than me. And I just, for me, I was just like, that was cute and fun, but I didn't go there for that.
Yeah. How many years ago was this?
Gosh, what was this? 2023. It was like 2015, 2016.
Oh,
it was
a couple of years
ago. I was like 19, like it was,
a couple of years ago, yeah.
It was a while ago.
Wow.
But yeah.
Yeah,
I was
listen,
sharing that story.
I heard you be partying in the big spots. Is that not how you got scouted?
Yeah, so I actually got scouted for Love Island in Chelsea. Ooh. I was out with my friends and I got, one of the casting team just came up to me in a bar and was like, you're gorgeous, you're vibrant. And I was like, girl, you're gorgeous, you're vibrant. And I didn't even know who they were. But that's just my personality. Like, I'm just like, hey, girl, I love your dress. Like, you know, like you're talking to girls' toilets. And then she was like, well, on the down low, I need your Instagram and your number because I'm on the casting team for Love Island. And I was like, and it just went from there and it was phone call after phone call after Zoom call after interview after psychology meeting after everything.
Oh my god!
It was in September, so it's a long process for me. Yikes. Like, I think I was one of the first that got scouted.
Really?
But yeah, and here we are.
Yikes. And you don't regret it?
I don't regret it, no. Yeah. I mean, I've been asked to go on loads of shows. I've been scouted for X on the Beach. I've been scouted for Too Hot to Handle. I've been scouted for Ready to Mingle. I've been scouted for Dancers Who Date. But I was like, the right one will come along.
Yeah.
And for me, just at the time, it just felt like it was Love Island that was the right one for me.
So. Now, I don't know if you've seen since you've left, but there's been articles on the internet that there's been a lot of Ofcom complaints, mainly surrounding you. People, viewers of the show feel like you received racism and you received bullying in there. Obviously, that's what the viewers think, and some of the viewers think, not all of the viewers. Mm. How did you feel? Did you feel like you experienced that in there, even a bit of it?
These are really weighty terms. I'm not saying that I experienced racism because I don't know. I mean, I think like that's, again, it's a weighty term. But I've heard people mention like microaggressive behavior. I don't know. All I know is I think at times people were invalidating my feelings, yeah. whether that's because I'm mixed race or half black, I don't know. But I definitely did feel like I was kind of being targeted a little bit at times. Yeah. And I don't really know why. I don't really know what I did. I was just going there being myself. I was getting really emotional in there. I think people didn't care. So that wasn't nice. But I did have friends in there and I did have good times. Like, yeah. I don't want to like just focus on the bad.
You did have,
you know
a,
I mean?
Yeah, you had an amazing time.
I had
there.
A great time. But that, I don't regret it.
But that's what I wanted to ask you, because I saw the article and I'm like, you know, I wonder if, you know, viewers were sitting there seeing an edited version of the show and then coming to a conclusion on what they feel like you went through. That's why I wanted to give you the chance to just, you know, say how you felt.
I did feel like I was kind of being painted as the villain, and I was that really, really got me down, because I was like, I don't really know what much more I can do at this point to like kind of prove myself, because I don't like having to prove myself.
I didn't
see
you
as the
villain.
It's very draining. Thank you.
I thought you were great.
But the fact that I've had the support, do you understand how much that means to me? Like people kind of saw, regardless of what was going on, people saw through it, and people were like, you know what, no, Zara's being painted out to be something that she's not. And all I can do now is just be myself, vibrant, and just focus on the positives. And that's what I want to do. But I'm grateful for my time on the show, and it was what it was. And I think, you know, again, there's only a certain amount of people in that villa. And if I just didn't click with those people, or if they took me the wrong way and they prejudged me and just ran with it, that's them. If they took my confidence as intimidating, that's their problem, not mine.
But look, I love Love Island so much, and I've been watching the show for years, and seeing you, you were like a fresh breath of air. You were really, really good. So, so good. There's a question that a lot of your fans have been sending in.
Okay.
How are you and Aaron?
Ugh.
That's the question I've been getting from a lot of people.
There's so much that wasn't aired, I think, between Aaron and even like the other girls. Like, I don't know what it was, but I feel like from the get-go he just had a problem with like a few of us. Yeah. And I think it's because he didn't really find like a love connection or whatever, like a connection. But I felt like he was down one day, because I think he felt like Liv was putting effort into him, and then Spencer came in and she just basically didn't give him the time of day.
Yeah.
So I was like, sat down with him, and he was venting at me for like an hour, and I was like, listen, like you're valid for how you feel, like, you know, like, I'll chat to you. Like, I was being friendly, but I was really good with Tom at this point. And he even said, me and Tom are really close in there. So I was like, I'm glad that you've got a boy in here and you can always turn to him. And it was all very open. And then there was a comment that Tanya, bless her, she didn't mean to, but she came over and she was like, sorry, what was Liv saying about Aaron this morning? And it was that Liv said she wasn't feeling it with Aaron and she wants to focus on Spencer. And I said, oh, Tanya, it's not our place. And Aaron was like, no. Like, I need to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
So he ended up confronting Liv about it. And I think Liv felt cornered, and she was like, no, Aaron, like, we're fine. So it ended up coming back to me, like, Zara, like, you need to, like, Aaron was like, you need to tell me like what's going on. And I said, oh, like, it's not my place, but if Liv's not being honest with you, look, like, you're already frustrated, you can feel it, Liv's not feeling it with you, like, you know, she sees you as a friend, I think you should just let that go. And for some reason, I think he went to confront Liv, and Liv denied it, which was wrong of Liv, because again, why can't people be honest in there? It longs everything out, because he could feel it. I think he then thought that I was lying to him when I really had his back in there, and then he ended up picking me as the likely to talk behind his back, and that really hurt me, because I was like, I've really tried to be there for you and I've tried to make you feel welcome, and I'm glad that you're really good with Tom and all these different things, and you've thrown it back in my face. So after that, I didn't really have much to say to him. He tried to clear the air with me the next day, but in the end he was like, well, I would probably pick you again. And I was like, swear, nice, got up and walked off. Then he walked over to Tanyelle and was talking about how I tried to talk to Zara and she walked away. Tanyelle was like, what do you expect? And then he started shouting at Tanyelle. And then Tanyelle came into me and was like, why is Aaron shouting at me? I said, I don't know why he's so angry. He was like a little angry man in there. I honestly don't know. I don't know. But
so we don't know what his issue was, basically.
No, I don't know. But I've heard things coming out about him. I think he's got bigger fish to fry, to be fair. But
what do you mean he's got bigger fish to fry? Girl, what you trying to say?
I don't know.
Got someone on the outside?
No, I saw like a video of like his, I don't know.
Ex.
Yeah, from his season in Australia.
I saw this.
And she had a lot to say, and I kind of saw that and I thought,
maybe that's what he was stressed out about.
I don't know, but I think this UK Love Island could have been like a fresh start for him regardless.
Yeah,
and he came in like angry.
Fine.
And I don't know.
And that is none of our business.
We all gave him a chance, like, and all the girls just weren't feeling it, and he just was angry, and he just kept starting arguments. He literally said to Tanyelle, you've got the biggest mouth in the villa. How can you talk to a woman like that?
Oh my gosh.
But I think that was aired as well. But yeah, I don't really have time for all that. It was just bad vibes from him. Like,
bad vibes.
And I don't know why. Very,
very quickly, going to play our game, Sip It or Spill It. I'm going to ask you a string of direct questions.
Okay.
You can either answer the question, that's you spilling the tea. But if you don't answer the question, you can just sip the tea. But don't forget, sipping the tea is just as shady as spilling
the shade. honey. Okay.
Speaking of the word shade, who was the shadiest cast member in there?
Oh, no. We've made amends, but I have to say Olivia.
Oh.
Just from what I've seen since I've come out, like, yeah. She's sort of, I thought it was just a me and her thing. And I thought, you know what? It was what it was. Maybe she didn't mean it. Move on. But she started doing it to Tanyo. She started trying to do it to Sammy. They're obviously just not on crud, so they've just deaded it. But I don't agree with some of the things that she's been doing.
Cool. Who in the villa is playing the game and in there just for fame and money?
Whoa.
Remember, you can sip the tea if you want to. It's up to you.
That is weighty. Will, what are you doing to me?
It's a big one, but it's up to you. You can sip the tea, you can spill it. That is up to you.
Sip the tea or spill the tea? That's weighty. Oh, fame and money.
You may be dumb.
Tom?
Tom.
Yeah.
Really?
He's a footballer and he's been sort of just bouncing from girl to girl.
Oh,
like, I'm
my
just sort
gosh.
Of, I don't know. I thought at the beginning he's a relationship guy, but at this point I think he's in there just for vibes and whatever. So yeah. I don't know, but it's weighty. So, cool.
If you were in the villa... and you wanted to, I'm not saying you wanted to do this. If you were in the villa and you wanted to steal Shaq from Tanya, could you have done it?
When I came in.
At any point, really?
At the beginning, yes.
What? Sorry, but I did not see this visibly.
Most definitely, yes.
What?
Like, yes. Like, it was.
Is that how he was moving?
He just was very much I'm open.
Sorry, but he's literally told Tanya on week two, I love you.
Yeah. And I think all of us were like, okay.
So you didn't believe that?
At the beginning, no, because it was like the first male recoupling. No. The first male recoupling, he was like, I could see myself falling in love. And I was like, rah, like, wow. You literally said that curly-haired girls were your weakness a couple of days ago. And now you're saying... But you know, I do think that the feelings are built up with between them. I do think that there's feelings
is
there.
Is it love, though?
Well, I was on After Sun with Will, with Shaq's friends, and they said he thinks he's in love.
Well, so I'm glad someone's clarified
that. They kind of dropped him in a little bit. Yeah, I genuinely, when I was in there, I thought they were going from strength to strength, but I'm seeing a few cracks now, so who knows.
Least compatible couple?
Gosh, probably Kai and Olivia, maybe. Okay. Or actually, to be honest, I mean, they're platonic, but they've admitted it, but Jordan and Ellie. Because they're platonic.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. So do you know what? I want more for Jordan on this show, you know. It could have been you, but I do want more for him. Yeah. I feel like Jordan...
Chatsa, hopefully, will be his time.
Yeah, I feel like Jordan also knows that... Actually, he's a handsome guy. There's other girls there who will want him, though. But I'm
he's probably
that...
confused. I'm sure he does well on the outside. Yeah. He's probably thinking, what's wrong with me in here? None of the girls are on me.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Do you think Tanya looks at Jordan and thinks... I'd want him.
Well, Jordan's fine. Do you know what I mean? So I'd be shocked if Tanya wasn't looking at Jordan, but she can't at this point. She can't. She cannot. They're in deep. Like, they actually, if they turn their heads now, everyone will be looking at them sideways.
Yikes.
So we'll see.
Who is least likely to survive Casa Amor?
Ooh. All of them at this point. I mean, no, I do think Jesse and Will are the strongest at this point. I'll be real. My opinion is like flipped. It was Shaq and Tanya I thought were the strongest, but now I think potentially Jesse and Will.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but we'll see. Don't know. They're moving like Cass has already happened. Like the way they're swapping around. When I left, do you think I saw Liv and Kai coming? No.
Wow.
And I was living with them in there. So who knows at this point? Honestly. I feel like my opinion's changing every day when people ask me that question.
One thing I like about Zara is she did not sip anything. She is a real tea spiller. She's available.
No, she's available. I'm out.
She's available.
For a reason.
Oh my gosh, let's talk about your music career because this is brewing. I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, no. So I've always been like pursuing music, like, you know, sort of in the background, but I've got music in the stash. Mm. And I feel like I've got a song. I don't want to drop too much, but it is exciting. And I think it kind of can tie. I already had it before, but it can tie in well with kind of like my experience, like in the villa and like people just not being so genuine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It is actually a Drake sample. So I'm hoping it does decent. I'm just going to leave it there. But
really
yeah,
good.
Yeah. We'll see. But yeah, I'm pursuing it.
And look, so you're single now. Has anyone slid into your DMs? Any blue ticks since?
Yes, a few.
Any interesting names?
Maybe a few, but I'm focusing on me right now.
Yeah, but I want to know who's been trying to get to know you. This is fascinating.
Yourself?
Anyone else other than me who's not, you know, who's...
I mean, you know what it is? I've loved the previous Islanders.
Yeah, I love you.
They've been so
supportive. The way she's deviated. So I love the previous Islanders. Fine, she's not going to spoil the tea. It is what it is.
You'll see. If I'm spoiled out with somebody, then you'll just have to see. But...
oh, were you talking to someone now?
No.
Oh,
no,
you're
no.
focused on your... Fake she's
news,
like...
fake news. But, you know, yeah. We'll see.
Fine.
I've been back literally a week.
Yikes.
Like, I landed a week ago, so...
It is what it is.
Let me settle home.
Zara, thank you so much for joining me on the
thank
show.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.